You got to remember, these kids been inside all day. Right? Raining. Crazy. Take your Bible. We're going to back up one chapter to chapter 13. I did 14 already. Thank you, Nancy, for playing. Where'd you ever went? She must have snuck out there. Amen. All right. Let's stand and read God's Word tonight. 18 verses. Revelation chapter 13. Is everybody warm enough? Do we need to turn the heat on? Anybody cold? One, two. Go in there and make sure that furnace is on, will you? Scott, crank that thing all the way up. It'll take about 20 minutes to warm it up. But I suppose we could do jump jacks, but amen. Revelation chapter 30. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and John speaking here. I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horn ten crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. I've seen some of your kids bring toys to church. I think I've seen a couple of them like that. It was supposed to be funny. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth was the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things of blasphemies, and power were given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints, and to overcome them. And the power was given unto him over all kindred, tongues, and nations. And all that dwelled upon the earth shall worship him whose name are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity, and he that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. For here is the patience of the faith of the saints. And I beheld, and another beast coming out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doth great wonders. So he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwelleth on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which he had the wound by the sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should thus speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive the mark in their right hand and in their forehead. And that no man might buy or sell save he that hath the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is the wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man. And his number is 666. May God have the blessing of the Word of God as He always does. Let's pray. Father, I beg You tonight that You'd speak to our hearts. Lord, a lot of things in here. A lot of amazing things. A lot of things that are hard to comprehend. A lot of things that are happening here on this earth that is that the mark of the beast is upon people. These two beasts, one coming out of the water. And Lord, I just pray that You just help us, Lord Jesus, understand these things. This image, the other image that causes many to worship the image. Dear God, I pray that You just help us, Lord, to understand these things, to help us to realize that there is a day that You're coming. And we as Christians ought to be relish the fact. We ought to be so jubilant, so happy to know that we're not going to go through this stuff. Lord, now speak to our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. The beast of the sea, Revelation chapter 1, verse 10, we see this sea symbolizing, of course, the Gentile nation. And the seal, for one of them, Satan will bring forth. And he's going to be what we call the super leader. And many will call him Antichrist. And up to this point, the Antichrist has headed up this 10-nation European league. I was thinking about this today. I was going over this again. You don't hear anything about America anymore. And as you and I know, the news that we get every day, pounding us, come off our iPhones, iPads, IIIs, whatever. And so much things are going on out there, just quite defaming to our country. They're trying everything they can to destroy the democracy that we have. They're trying everything they can to deface our president that we elected. And you just wonder really what's going on in our country. Don't you? Amen. Or don't you just kind of wonder what's going on? I saw Brother Buell walk forward, and Brother Casey, and I was thinking of them as military men. The honor it was to serve in the United States military, and I watched that Hacksaw Hill, or I can't remember what it was, and I saw such great bravery and honor. I've been looking at some things on Lincoln and reading some things about him, the honor that our country had, we went in through that Korean conflict, but then we got to the Vietnam era, and then all of a sudden, I remember my buddies who I went to play football in college. They went to the war, and when they came back, they were devastated. They were so humiliated by the foolishness of these people that were protesting. And I don't know about you, but I was very upset with that when I was in that age. And I saw my buddies coming home, and not only coming home, but they came home as they were not honored by our country that sent them over there. I see them even today in the gutters, and we're helping all these other people I'm just be very honest with you, helping all these welfare cases and everything else, and not taking care of our military men that gave their life to our country. That's not right. It's a lie. They lied to them. And it bothers me. It bothers me. And so as I'm reading this, I'm saying there's going to be a European Union here, kind of like what we would call the NATO, and but there's no America is not named here. So could it be that we have we are being gutted by these freeloaders, by these people? Hey, listen, I am one to be born happy to help anybody. You know that. You've known me for 35 years as a pastor. If there's people to help, I'm going to help them. I'm going to try everything I can. But you know, there's people that living off our government that should not be. I read one day on the Facebook. It says, "Why is it that I will not be able to drive my truck because I'm drug tested and everything?" But it said, "Don't you think this ought to apply for these people that are taking welfare? Don't you think they ought to be drug tested?" I think that's okay. These men and women that drive our trucks across country, why are they picked on and say, y'all have, Rick and I, we get drug tested for driving our Sunday school bus. Bob Wilson gets, Ross gets, you get drug tested, you know, your wife ought to be. But anyway, it really frustrates us what's happened to America. By the way, you better vote for Mr. Gioforte. You better vote for him. I'm encouraging you to vote for him. I want you to know that I have been liberated by President Trump, who says no more of that baloney. If a church believes in something, they can support that person. And do you know that President Johnson put that on there? We could not say it. We could go to jail for speaking about political matters in our churches. But you can thank God for Mr. Trump for doing that, amen? And I just want you to know, you all get out and vote Thursday? You've got to do it. I'm telling you what, he's a buddy of Pelosi, and I'm not a buddy of Pelosi. I'm telling you like that. And he's not a buddy for gun rights. He's got all kinds of problems going on. And so please, please vote. Please make your vote count. Don't mess up. Don't just take that card. How many got election card in the mail? Use that. Who didn't? That means you're not voting. You're not voting. You should vote. Make sure you vote, amen. I think it's too late now, isn't it? Sign up to vote. But you need to get doing it. We need your help. It's crucial. All right. So my concern is this super leader is coming. He's coming from the 10 nation European leaders, but now he is about to embark on a new career, and that's Satan's world dictator. You will remember that the Antichrist became his career as a peacemaker. Chapter 6, Revelation, chapter 6, verse 2. "And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he sat upon him, had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer." When the Antichrist takes rule, let me tell you this, he will even settle the Arab and Israeli pogrom. He's going to settle it. According to the Scripture, he's going to settle it. Everybody's going to decide it. Everybody's going to vote for him. The reason Mr. Trump got voted in was because we're sick and tired of all this namby-pamby, pink tea lemonade, sissy baloney that's been piped down to us. And America stood up. They're mad. America's mad. And let me tell you something. America's still mad. They're still mad. They're still mad for the shenanigans, and they just keep pumping in this news of all this stuff. We're in trouble. So that's why I'm wondering if not, someone comes up with a thing that says, "Listen to me, I'm going to tell you, I will take care of your poor, I will take care of your defense, I will take care of this." And guess what? He'll be elected. And people jump on board with him. People are tired of war. Hey, this thing, this sheriff that got assassinated the other morning, assassinated. They shot him. I can't tell you. But anyway, a large rifle. And they're waiting for him. We are in a crazy place. I don't know how many police officers have been killed already this year. I've got a deal on my phone that tells how many killed. We are looking for somebody to say, "Help us." Amen? We want some help. I want to live in peace. Those five little boys that Jonah has. I want them little boys to grow up in peace. But the world is looking for this. They're saying, we've had enough of this. And so they're going to take total control. And if you take your Bible, look at Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27. This Antichrist, he's going to settle the Arab and Israeli problem by making a covenant with the Jews to protect them for 7 years. Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And anytime we're talking about 1 week, we're talking about a year. Talking about 7 years. And in the midst of the week, he shall cease. He will cause a sacrifice and oblation to cease. So what he's going to do, he's going to get in and he's going to tell you all these things he's going to do. By the way, you and I are not going to be there. Glory to God, amen. But he's going to tell the people of this world all the things he's going to do, all the things he's going to do, and he's going to bring peace to Israel. Does Israel want peace? Israel wants peace no matter than anybody else in this whole world. Is Israel bombing the schoolhouses of the Arabs? Is Israel going around cutting off the heads of people, stabbing them? No. They want peace. They just want a place that they can raise their children. Leave us alone. Listen to what it says. And for the overspreading and the abominations, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured out upon the desolate. So in other words, he's going to give them peace for about 3.5 years, and then he's going to stick it to them. The children of Israel are going to rebuild the temple. They're going to start the sacrificing. They're going to live in peace for about 3.5 years. Boy, everything is good. And then all of a sudden, boom, it's going to explode. The protection will permit the nation to rebuild their temple and reinstate the religious rituals. Revelation chapter 11, verse 1. And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. But in the middle of that seven-year period, in the time we studied Revelation chapter, this is the time we're studying right now, the mid-tribulation period right now, Revelation chapter 10, verse 20, he will break the covenant, stop the ceremony, and set up himself as a God in the temple. Symbolic description of the beast enables us to learn something about his origin and character. Number one, God does not see him as a man, made in his divine image, but as a wild animal under the control of Satan. He is a man, Revelation chapter 13, verse 18. Here's wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for his number of a man. And his number is 666. But he is energized by hell. And he comes from out of the pit. Chapter 17, verse 8. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition, and they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they shall behold the beast that was and was not and yet is. Just as Jesus Christ is God in the flesh, the beast will be Satan in human body. John chapter 13, verse 2. And the supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Again, 13, verse 27. And after the sup, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, that thou doest, do quickly. The seven heads represent the seven mountains. You remember Revelation chapter 17, verse 9. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. Does anybody know a city that has seven mountains? Rome. Rome. Built on seven hills. This must be veiled by reference of the powerful city. Revelation chapter 17, verse 18. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Our president just went to see the Pope. I don't know if he's gone or he's there right now. He's going over there, and he's putting a lady as a as an ambassador to Rome. There's also I would be most meaningful allusion of John's day, because he understood that. He understood the seven hills or the seven mountains there. Also, you look at the ten horns, represents ten kingdoms. Daniel chapter 7, verse 27, and the ten horns of the kingdom of the ten kings that was shall rise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings. Revelation chapter 17, verse 12, and the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but received power as kings 1 hour with the beast. So it appears that the beast will head the United States of Europe and receive the Roman Empire before taking over the world dictatorship. All the kingdoms will no doubt admire and thank him for what? Peace. What is the country, what's the world crying for right now? Peace. We've been yelling that ever since the Cold War. We just want some peace. Clear back in World War I, when the men went to and fought the World War, the battle that ended all wars. What were they looking for? Peace. Germany was taken over. They just wanted peace. Then all of a sudden the Japanese jumped in World War II. And we just wanted peace. Why do you think they dropped the bomb in Hiroshima, Tokyo, and Nagasaki? They dropped those bombs so that we would have peace. Thousands of people died, but it did stop the war, amen. Why do you think that we keep these missiles out of Nelson Air Force Base, ready to launch? Why do you keep them there? The deterrent for peace. I don't know about you, but I heard that Washington is getting upset because the city of Seattle said we will not put money into making our city not have to worry about the warhead coming over. Well, now people get excited about it. You know why? Korea has a missile that can reach Washington. Just this week. And that goofball over there, who knows about him, amen? So we're really looking at some very interesting stuff here. You ought to rejoice. You're not going to be here, folks. We're going to be with heaven. We're going to be with Jesus, amen, before this all happens. But I'll tell you what, I've said it before, I'll say it again. All this prophecy, there's always a shadow. Shadow that's coming. It's coming. It's coming upon us. And we need to be praying about it. That God had certainly had, we need to win as many people to Jesus as we can. I talked to a fellow at the sheriff's office the other day. When I heard a situation was going on, I went right up there, and I know that a lot of our guys are still quaky after a couple of years of when our deputy was killed. And one of the guys said, "Man," he said, "what's wrong with people?" One guy said, "I think there's going to be a place in hell that's hotter than any other places. People do that to an honest individual." By the way, I just heard from one of my friends that said this officer was a believer. He knew Jesus Christ as personal Savior, and I wrote him back and said, "Thank God for heaven, amen." So you just never know. Joe was a believer, amen. So at least they're in heaven, amen. It appears that the beast will head up this United States European empire and revive the Roman Empire and taking over as a world dictator. All nations will no doubt admire and thank him for the peace that he has achieved, and little realization that sorrow and destruction is at his feet and it's coming, that he's going to bring to the war. The three animals named here in Revelation chapter 3, verse 13, verse 3. And I saw the head like the that was wounded to death, and it and he his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. This reminds us of the four beasts, and Daniel told us in his dream in Daniel chapter 7. The lion was Babylon, the bear was Medo-Persia, and of course you all know who that is. That's up in Russia. And the leopard of Greece, and the terrible beast, the Antichrist. John saw these animals in their kingdom, reverse order. As you look back, and which Daniel was looking ahead, and the final world empire was rooted in all previous empires, united to one, the evil one, evil power. And added to the ferocity of these beasts will be Satan's own power, throne and authority. Sensible question then arises: once Satan presents his great masterpiece, the counterfeit Christ, to the world, what will happen next? Well, first, there will be a wonder. Revelation chapter 13, verse 3. Certainly it testifies the world will wonder at the Antichrist's power and his sudden rise to international fame and authority. But mankind will also wonder at the healing wound. What is that wound? And John does not explain it, but perhaps he later wrote in Revelation chapter 17, verse 9 to 13, can help you interpret that symbolism. This wound would be important because John mentions it three times, Revelation chapter 13, verse 3, and 14, and 12 and 14, including the fact that it was sword inflicted. Years ago, we didn't hear about sword much, did we? You heard in the old time Bible time, they used a sword, cut their head off. Heard up medieval times where they used the guillotine, the swords. Never heard about it, but did you hear about swords now? Yeah, all the time. All the time. They're cutting people's heads off all the time. And so this wound must be important because John mentions it. And it talks about the seven heads. And my time is about up. I got one more minute here. Represents the seven mountains, but also seven kingdoms or kings. Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. And there were seven kings. Five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. The Antichrist, or the beast, is one of these seven kings, Revelation chapter 17, verse 11, but he is also the eighth, apparently. He reigns twice, but how that is to be, it suggested is that the beast will be a Roman, the European leader, and he will form a 10-nation federation. And then once he gets that federation together, he's going to take over as the head man. Revelation chapter 11, chapter 17, verse 8 states, the beast will ascend out of the abyss. He'll come out of the bottomless pit. It'll be impossible that Satan will, without God's permission, to resurrect a man from the dead. But Satan has the power to give life to an idol, so certainly he can give life to a dead body. If the beast rules as one of the seven kings, was slain, then he raises up and he's the eighth king. Not only will there be wonder, but there will also be worship him. Worship is one of the things that Satan wanted so bad, right? He wanted people to worship him. And now he's kicked out of heaven, and he's looking for that worship, and he will receive it through the beast. And the second beast described in the last half of this chapter will organize and promote the worship of the Antichrist and making him in the official religion of the world. And so we are certainly, I don't know about you, but it's exciting. It's an interesting thing what's going on in America today. And anybody got any questions? Anybody got any feedback? Anybody seen anything going on? See anything happening in the world? Can you see it? Huh?
Well, it seems to me that the one world currency is getting closer. Well, closer and closer to having a one world currency.
Yep. Yeah.
Seems like that's the start of it too, because when currency, then, then they're going to make it so nobody can buy or sell.
Have you ever been to, Mexico? You can't deal with U.S. funds down there. You have to deal with their peso. If you go to England, you have to deal with the pound. You cannot do anything with that. You go to Nepal, and you have to deal with their currency. It's getting to the point. About 6 weeks ago, I'd heard that there's something going on in New York that if you go into a restaurant, you got to use plastic. They won't take your money. If you give money, it's a 6% surcharge on that. So in other words, if you had a $100 bill, it'd cost you what, 116 or something like that, a little more. It'd cost you more money if you use cash. They want a cashless society. One of the gals up at the sheriff's office said she's an IT gal up there, and her name is Kayla Amphison. And I was talking to her. I was getting my every 3 months I have to change my password up there because it's pretty intricate about stuff that we get. And she said, "Well, Chapman," she says, we could get a chip put in. They're really pushing that now in ITs that you get a chip so that you don't have to have a ID. You just have to tap that thing and it goes on. My dog's got a chip. He's the Antichrist. I know he is. Amen. But anyway, he's got a chip in his back of his neck. And if they catch him or he runs away, they just have it a little device and they tell him exactly whose dog it is. So it's amazing what's going on. But they said if they put a chip in it, then you wouldn't have to worry about always having all these passwords. I may have at least 4 passwords. Yeah, yeah. I can't keep remembering them all. It's crazy. I'm trying to get into my password to when I was down in Greenville. I was trying to read my Tribune. I couldn't remember the password to get in. I've got the Tribune on whatever they call it, but anyway, somehow I couldn't get into it, and I tried everything. I got crazy passwords. They're just crazy. So anyway, so is anybody getting into the internet here at our church? Well, it may have stopped because we had 2 internets coming in, and we stopped that. So we have a new internet. And if you want to ask me the internet, I don't know. Remember, I know it's on my deal. Did the internet work tonight? It'll be about 7 days and it'll be over, the old one that you used to have to get in. So I hope I'm kind enough to tell you it, amen, because I know some of you use it all the time, amen. All right, it is 8:34, and we have a short business meeting. I can quickly...